Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, September 21st, 2018. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I am good. It's a iPhone and Apple Watch Series 4 delivery day.
It is, and I'll be leaving to go get my watch at the Apple Store shortly after we finish recording, so that's kind of exciting. And your stuff gets delivered today, so that's exciting.
Yep.
Also exciting, Kelly Gumont, how are you?
I'm doing well because my new watch is actually showing up at my house, so I don't have to go anywhere. They're coming to me. It's very exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but Jeff's going to have his first.
I know.
Because he gets to go. Oh, hey, Jeff.
Hey, Brian.
Let me know if they have inventory on hand for people to just walk in and buy.
I got a tweet from one of my followers earlier today, and they were saying that when they went for their early morning pickup, it was like an 8:30 pickup at the Apple Store, that Apple told them, yes, there was a lot of inventory.
I have a friend wanting to buy an Apple Watch Series 4 for his mother because of the fall protection.
Well, I think there's a good chance we'll be able to get one. It sounds like they're doing the thing where you show up and say, I want to buy one, and they fit you into the queue with the people that pre-ordered. So you may not be able to pick it up at that moment. You might have to come back in like an hour or something.
Right. Right. All right. Excellent.
Yeah. Also excellent. Our sponsor today is LinkedIn Jobs. Yes, indeed. Let's jump into it because it's Apple Watch and iPhone X S and XS Max Day. Let's talk about Amazon. and there's a subset of people that just went, what? So yesterday, Amazon did a whole press release thing where they announced all kinds of new stuff, and I just thought it would be interesting to look at this lineup of stuff. It's all related to Echo and the A-Lady, so smart home and smart speaker kind of stuff. So, Kelly.
Yes.
What was the device that, or service product, whatever, that stood out to you from yesterday's announcements?
Well, there are two of them. The first is there's now a clock, like a wall clock, that has the A-Lady built in, so that you don't have to have a thing that sits on the counter or whatever. It just can become part of the stuff that you already have in that particular room. And the other is the one that entertains me personally because it's an A-Lady equipped microwave. And the reason that amuses me so much is because everyone has heard me on this show and in other places talk about how I'm excited about when certain kinds of technology ends up basically turning into the microwave, in that it started out as this new crazy technology and like everybody would gather around in the kitchen and like watch food get heated up. And now it's just a thing. It's given that there's one in the kitchen. When it breaks, like, what do you do without it? And it's just this reliable piece of life that is technology that everybody uses, that's pretty common, and it's not a special thing anymore. And so I always was waiting for the moment when something in particular turns into the microwave in its particular thing, and it is now actually a microwave.
All right, so I believe what we have now will be known henceforth as Kelly's Razor. And Kelly's Razor is when a technology reaches the point where it's as if it's a microwave, just that mundane and normal and accepted. And so Amazon has, in a very meta way, turned the A-Lady into Kelly's Razor.
I gotta darken this up a little bit. Like, I mean, this is so now corporate surveillance is now turned into the microwave. Yay! Yay! Now, oh, great! Now my clock can spy on me too. That's great! Yay!
I'm so glad. I'm gonna point out that they do say that you can. There's like dash button technology in that, which I never even got that far down the Amazon road of the dash button thing. And I'm not into that. I am not interested in. Once I pop 5 bags of microwave popcorn and I buy them in things of 6 that Amazon goes, oh, that's 5 of them. You need more popcorn now. No, it's not up to Amazon.
But you know that's going to happen. More popcorn.
No, I know. I think that's what they want to happen. I think it's weird. I don't want it to go that far. I know that's where we're headed. But I don't want it. I'm not in the market for a new microwave, so I don't mind. I mean, my biggest takeaway from the microwave conversation, aside from, oh my gosh, I keep saying it's a microwave and now it's actually a microwave, is that it's $60 to buy a microwave now. And I had no idea that you could get a microwave that inexpensively. So like,
it's
to me,
because you're the product.
I know.
Brian, I think that's what I paid for my microwave a few years ago. And I'm not the product for that one. It is the only connection it has is a power plug to the wall. Mm. Microwaves are cheap now.
Yeah. I really did think it was very, very interesting to see the clock, primarily because you don't have to have a thing on the counter anymore. It doesn't have to be the little hockey puck style of the dot.
Now you can mount your wire type right on the wall. And it can just be omnipresent, listening to you and stuff.
So, Brian, here's what
I'll stop.
Here's what I love about the wall clock wiretap.
Yeah,
it's an analog clock. I just for some reason, the fact that it's analog instead of digital just puts a smile on my face.
I do like that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So,
because you need to kick your corporate surveillance old school.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, I'm stopping. I'm not really stopping. I'm pausing.
And I'm very well aware of that. But I'm going to take your pause as an opportunity to talk about our sponsor. And our sponsor is LinkedIn Jobs. And if you are someone that has to find new employees for your business, your company, and you don't want to just go through the frustrating process of getting all these randos sending in their resumes and, you know, they're just blanketing businesses hoping they get something. You want someone to apply that's actually really interested in what you're doing. And that means you want to use LinkedIn Jobs. Because the people that are using LinkedIn already are the people that are looking for the jobs that they're interested in. And so that means you have a higher chance of finding the right person with the first run through of your applicants. And 70% of the workforce in the United States is already using LinkedIn. So that's a pretty big pool of potential employees to work with. So, you know, if you want to find the right people for your jobs, then why not start with the right place? And that's LinkedIn Jobs. Now, since you listen to Daily Observations, you get a special deal. Here's the thing. Hurry to linkedin.com/TDO to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/TDO to get $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/TDO. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you, LinkedIn Jobs, for being our sponsor all week long. Okay, so how about if I toss out the thing that, well, the two things that I thought were really fascinating from the announcements yesterday. So there's Echo Auto, which is a little mini Echo that is designed to be in your car so that you can use it while you're driving. And the other one is the Echo Sub, but specifically the package that Amazon's offering, where you get an Echo Sub and two Echos, so you can have a full stereo system with subwoofer, and it's like $270. So let's start with the car thing, Brian. You ready to start talking to the A-lady in your car, having her help you out with stuff there?
No, well, no. I mean, yeah, if I was in, you know, if I wanted, okay, if I was comfortable with surveillance capitalism and I wanted wiretaps following me around everywhere, that'd be great. I'm not ready. I'm not going to be ready.
And just so we have a frame of reference, do you use Siri in the car?
Yes.
Okay. So you're not averse to having voice assistant in the car. Just you want one where you feel like privacy is more of a thing.
Yes, where privacy is baked into the product as opposed to not baked into the product.
So, okay, well, the specs on this thing, regardless of the fact that you will not be using it, it has like 8 microphones in it so that it can better deal with all the noise that's in a car already. So, it sounds like Amazon is really trying to make this a usable device in the car, which is good because that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and that didn't surprise me. I mean, they've really. I was the first person to look down my nose at Amazon doing anything device wise. Like, you know, what this is a retail company. What do they know about devices and software and hardware? And while I still feel like that to a certain extent, the flip side is that they are a credible device company for sure.
Well, one thing they did point out yesterday is that A Lady came to be and was released to the world, unleashed on the world. In 2014. So in 4 years, we've gone from why does Amazon think they can make Siri into they've put it in everything. And in some ways, I feel like they've done a little bit nicer execution than Apple has as far as hardware goes. For example, another of the things they announced a truckload of stuff yesterday, but one of the ones that I thought was very interesting was this little microphone that you can plug into the speaker system you already have. So you can take whatever setup solves your AV problem and just use that.
Yeah, and they're way ahead of Apple.
On the side.
Yeah. Way ahead of and Apple on that.
If Apple were to build something like that, I would have absolutely had that, like the HomePod Lite in my house because I don't need to spend $350 on something that solves a problem that I already solved many years ago with some really nice speakers by Bowers & Wilkins that sound amazing. And the new one may sound great, but I've solved my sound problem. And if I could just tack a little microphone on the back of that, easy peasy, that would be fantastic. And I think that's one of the things where Amazon really shines is how can we get this everywhere? They want to put it in the car. They're trying to put it in the microwave. It's in the clock. Like, I feel like that's one of the things where they've really reimagined what that stuff is supposed to be. And I am very interested to see where it goes next.
All right. So on the whole sound system thing, the Echo Sub, which is a subwoofer, the package where they bundle two Echoes with it so you have a whole stereo system, I'm finding this interesting because of the price point they put it at. So it's like $270. A HomePod is $350. So you can buy this smart speaker stereo system just as a package and get it for markedly less than a HomePod, and then have your A-Lady stereo system. It feels to me like Amazon is looking at what Apple did with HomePod and thinking, we can throw together a package that undercuts the price and gives people true stereo sound instead of, you know, having to spend $700 for two HomePods to get true stereo.
Yeah, because you're the product, but you know, whatevs.
Yeah, and I totally get the whole we're the product thing, but if you're trying to get people really interested in buying more of these products, you have to have compelling packages.
Yeah, you do, and Amazon is kicking Apple's butt in terms of putting together compelling packages,
and that's what this is to me. a compelling package that that's kicking Apple in the butt.
Apple, like, if Apple doesn't this fall, it'll let me rephrase this. It will be very shameful if Apple doesn't this fall announce some way of extending Siri throughout your house without adding $350 HomePods in every room.
I would really like to see that happen.
Right. Yeah. And yep. The fact that we haven't already gotten that, I mean, like, this should have happened. It should have happened a year ago. I mean, HomePod should have happened 2 years ago, but you know, whatevs. Amazon is doing a fantastic job of extending its, extending this platform, you know, and engaging in that race to the bottom, trying to make sure that there are no profits to be made unless it's, you know, off of us as the product, and making it compelling and putting it everywhere in the house. I mean, like, all these ridiculous, well, all these products that were announced yesterday, I really don't know that the market was clamoring for most of them. I would imagine that some of them will end up being abandoned along the way, but Amazon is doing a very good job of making Alexa bigger and broader.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah, absolutely.
Amazon has made it incredibly easy for me, without even hardly thinking about it, to put the A-Lady throughout my entire place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place the A-Lady isn't right now is in my car. And Amazon's making it very easy for that to happen as well. I hate when I forget product names. Rove. Maybe I still have a web page open. Hold on. Let's make some sausage here.
It's a subdivision of Anchor.
Rove Viva.
I know that.
Yeah. So we've been able to do this with Rove Viva for a little while now, where, you know, just plugs into the cigarette lighter. For you young ones, the power outlet in your car.
Power port. Yeah.
The power port in your car. You just plug this thing in, and now you have the A-Lady in your car, and that's really cool for those people that want that. Well, now Amazon is filling that hole themselves, and they're doing the thing where car makers are going to start rolling A-Lady into the car itself.
Mm-hmm. Which is really interesting to me in that, you used to just have to decide, like, does it have good gas mileage? Do I like how it looks? Does it come in the right color? And then after a while it was, you know, does the car have Bluetooth or remote start or, you know, things like that. And then now it's, I have to choose an operating system for my car that's going to be compatible with all my other technology.
Yeah. Which platform does your car support?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Any other standout products? We only have a couple minutes left. Actually, when I look at the time, I can tell if we do any more products, we're just going to go on for a really long time. So yeah. I'm making an executive decision and calling it a show. Kelly, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Brian, thank you for being here as well.
Bye.
And people wonder why I love you. Thank you to LinkedIn Jobs for being our sponsor today. Head to their website, linkedin.com/TDO, and get $50 off your first job posting. Thank you, LinkedIn Jobs. Listeners, thank you for joining us. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend playing with their new iPhones and Apple Watches. We will see everyone again on Monday.